Welcome back to the QSA podcast series. My name is Eric Perez. I work as the CEO for the association. Thank you for joining us again. And today I have the pleasure of being able to speak about a set of workshops that are going to be delivered in the southeast of the state, as well as potentially up to the Gladstone area of the coast, predominantly looking at the crab fishery. And the workshops are focused on a key area for industry, and that's being able to demonstrate our credentials when it comes to environmental sustainability, a really key issue for industry and a key issue for the community. So to be able to do that and be able to have a conversation around what these workshops will be about, my guest today is Michael Wooden from Ocean Watch Australia. How are you, man?
I'm great. Thanks, Eric. Thanks for having me this morning.
You've delivered workshops for the Master Fishers program interstate, and you've got some experience working with industry. Before we get into the heart of the workshops themselves, can you give us a bit of a sense as to your experience with industry and why Ocean Watch works in this area?
Yeah, mate, I've been involved in the industry since I was about 17 years old. I started off as a deckhand and then got into a marine science degree out at the National Marine Science Centre at Coffs Harbour after a bachelor degree at Southern Cross Uni in Lismore. So I've got a background in science, really, and I started working with the department in an environmental space in the research space in New South Wales. And since then, I started working with the Ocean Watch team and initially with the CNET program up in southeast Queensland. So it was really about working with fishermen on innovative technologies that were, you know, improving their practices, you know, reducing threat species interactions and reducing bycatch. That type of work, really, been involved with since, it's probably nearly 20 years now.
So I know you've got some linkages in Queensland with commercial fishers, so it's good that you're coming back up to the best state in the country to deliver the workshops, mate. You know it, I know it.
I'm looking forward to it, Eric.
The workshops themselves, why should fishermen get involved, question one, and then number two, why specifically should crab fishers reach out and get involved?
Well, we all know the perception of the seafood industry is pretty poor. You know, in the wider community, there's pretty much a lack of awareness and understanding of what the seafood industry does and the regulations that, you know, restrict their efforts. So what I'm trying to do really is to demonstrate that the industry has the required knowledge, skills and experience to operate the fishery and to try and build the relationship better with the community, I guess, through increased transparency and trying to build trust and a relationship with the community.
What might a fisherman expect as part of the delivery? So you rock up and you're ready for your workshop. Just briefly, what are the kinds of things you take the fisherman through?
Well, we really look at the fishery through the eyes of the general public. We look at community perception, things that can negatively and positively impact community perception and awareness and what that means to industry social license, really. So it's demonstrating how fishers can undertake professional fishing operations in a safe and socially acceptable manner. I guess that's the key aim.
From our perspective, having recognition of that, and that's been an issue for a long time, is that we know how we operate and we wouldn't be where we are if we didn't know how to engage in the environments that we're in. And look, we try our best to communicate with the broader community about what it is that we do and how we do it. But I think from my perspective as an advocate up here, at least for commercial fishermen, that having a body that is a few degrees removed from us, that potentially we can get some recognition of what we do on the water is something that is to be supported, and we do support it as well as the other industry bodies across the state. So the Moreton Bay Seafood Industry Association, the Gulf of Carpentaria Fishermen's Association and the Fishermen's Portal are all supportive of what it is you're going to deliver. So looking forward to that. How do crab fishers potentially get involved? How are we going to communicate with them, Matt?
As you know, we've got together a Queensland Fisherman magazine coming out in the near distant future, which will provide a bit more detail for industry to get their head around what the program's around. Just understand the program's really, you know, it's valuable for new entrants, but it's also for the experienced fisher. So the workshop's an opportunity really for industry to have a platform to demonstrate their experience, their skills and knowledge. That's what we're trying to aim here, is to showcase that industry can improve over time, but to show the community that we're doing that. Because if we don't show the community that we're improving, they think we're living and we're working 20 years ago. So we need to showcase you know, our ethical and responsible mindset, I guess, when we're harvesting seafood for others.
I'll do what I can through our social media networks and those of our partner industry bodies to get the message out there, as well as, of course, helping produce the magazine and some other video materials that we've been working on in the last little while. So what I'll also do, I'll put links to our discussion to Ocean Watch and what it is that you're doing, and potentially a couple of example slides on the description of the podcast for people to get in and have a look. With your okay, I'll put your contact details if people have got questions on the program. Yeah, brilliant. So for those listening, I've been speaking to Michael Wooden from Ocean Watch Australia. Thank you, mate.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks, Steve, mate.
For those listening, this has been the QSIA podcast series. Thank you for joining us, and we'll catch everyone on the next podcast.